Stephen Hayden, and I'm the founder and chief strategy officer for a mental health startup called You Flourish.
Can you tell me about you, Flourish?
Well, first of all, Michael, it's so good to see you, and thank you for the opportunity to join you for this conversation. So You Flourish is a new smartphone application and wellness platform designed by and for the LGBTQ plus community. It's a digital solution that is going to offer our community a variety of different features, including the ability to find a mental health or healthcare provider that has demonstrated training and capacity to serve LGBTQ identified individuals. You'll be able to access a wellness hub that includes a lot of vital resources to support a person's overall well-being. And you'll also be able to connect with other folks who share your identities and lived experience to foster peer connections, which will lead to mutual aid. We know based on research, there's so much opportunity around folks that have shared experiences providing hope and help to other people who are going something similar.
How did this idea come about?
Yeah, Michael. So at the start of the COVID pandemic, our nonprofit partner Envision U conducted research to assess how the community, the LGBTQ community, was doing in confronting this new reality that we all experienced. And one of the things that surfaced for us in that resource is just the lack of safe and supportive digital spaces for members of the community. And so it got us thinking about how could we create a place where people could find that wellness support to help them on their mental health and well-being journey. Sadly, our community experiences mental health concerns at greater rates than straight and cisgender individuals, in part because of all the trauma and that members of our community experience. And so over the course of that first year, we engaged in lots of conversations with thought leaders, people who really understand what it means to build a digital application that would be meaningful and impactful to people's lives. Because fundamentally, let's be real, the world doesn't need another smartphone app, but what the LGBTQ community needs is a wellness app that will promote their ability to thrive in a way that maybe to date they haven't been able to do. So we're just excited to be bringing this solution to our community and excited to witness the impact that we believe it will have.
Yeah, how does it help someone's confidence with having a support system?
Such a great question, Michael. So first of all, you're not alone. And that is a really powerful message to have when you're struggling in whatever way you are. I'm a person who's been in recovery from a substance use disorder for nearly 19 years. In my journey, that transformation didn't happen until I asked for help. And it became very clear to me that I wasn't alone in my journey. So I think first and foremost, we don't want people to suffer in silence. We want them to know that there's hope and help available to them. And by joining the You Flourish community, you'll have that sense of connection and belonging. And let me add to that, as we have seen, the US Surgeon General has declared loneliness and isolation as a primary and significant public health threat. We've also seen research from the World Health Organization that says, among all of the health risk, isolation and loneliness has one of the greatest impacts on quality of life and life longevity. And so if we can create a connection and a place where people feel they belong, especially members of the LGBTQ community who do not live in an urban environment or in communities that are progressive and supportive. If you're in a small town in Alabama, You're navigating how to get care in Florida. You're trying to figure out if it's safe to come out in Texas or whether my child can get the health care services they need in Missouri, for example. We hope to be that lifeline for people.
Yeah, what you just said actually brought a question in my mind. How important is YouFlourish app for not only the person who's LGBTQ, is the family as well?
It's vital. And that is definitely part of our business strategy, is to think not just about the individual who's directly experiencing some of these challenges, but who are all the important people in that person's life. So it could be family, it could be a close friend, an ally of that person who cares deeply about their well-being. And so to be able to come in and join the YouFlourish community and be thinking about, how can I best support this person that I care deeply about who's struggling with things that I might not be directly familiar with, but I want my friend, my family member, my work colleague to have the support they need. And I want to be a part of that, whatever that looks like. I think that's really exciting for us. You know, in particular, we see across the country, particularly in light of a lot of these public policy efforts underway to undermine the rights of LGBTQ folks, that families are in a great deal of distress and confusion, and frankly, living in an environment with a lot of misinformation. And with that, fear permeates, right? And so when I'm living in a place of fear and I have heightened levels of stress and anxiety in my life, it makes it much more difficult for me to make sound judgments on how I can help other people. So if we can start to push back against the misinformation, if we can let folks know that there are resources and help available, and that just the same as the individual who's experiencing what they are, it's important for families to know that they're not alone as well.
So you said with social media, there's, it's not parts of it not safe and all that. How does it feel for you to bring something like YouFlourish, have a positive reinforcement for social media?
Let's acknowledge that social media in itself has been detrimental, and many of the apps that exist have been detrimental to the mental health of many people in our country, including, striking impacts on the mental health and well-being of young people in our country. So we need to acknowledge that what currently exists does not exist to help people. It exists to make companies more money, frankly, right? And so thinking about building this app, there's a couple of things that of course were of careful consideration to us. Are we building something that is going to meet a need in the community? We believe we are, and our research tells us that. And the focus groups that we've done around the U United States have shown us that to be true. Are there other companies that are direct competitors? And after a pretty extensive competitive analysis, we've determined that we will be the first to offer these features in one place. So that really gave us the green light to know that there's a need and that we're creating something unique. And then to your point about safety, right? Once you join a digital community, and whatever that looks like, whether it is social media, whether it's a wellness app, whether you're on a dating app, how do we ensure that that is a safe environment for you? And nothing's foolproof. Let's acknowledge that all the safety parameters and controls in place are not going to prevent everyone from being able to enter into that community with bad intentions. But what we can do is build a lot of safeguards in place so that when you come on to YouFlourish, you have a heightened sense of safety. There is an ability to be your authentic self, and that real change in your life can start to occur because you're part of this vibrant LGBTQ community where everyone's working together to advance meaningful change in each person's life.
How does it feel to see the U of Flourish app be public and your vision is alive?
Well, we're very excited to launch the product in April to here in Colorado, which is where we're based. And we are doing that very intentionally to make sure that we're engaged with our users, conducting lots of research. We want to make sure it's a good user experience. We want to make sure people are benefiting and that people are seeing real change in their lives. So over a period of months, that evaluation will happen, and then we'll start to iterate. And the product will no doubt evolve based on feedback so that we can get ready for a national launch in the early part of 2025. So that's exciting. And to your question, Michael, it's been an extraordinary process. And as you know, as an entrepreneur, this journey is challenging. It feels lonely at times, but it's our passion to build something new, to create something that will bring change and help to folks that allows me to get up every day really passionate about this work and excited to work with an incredible team of people who all hold really personal and deep connection to helping LGBTQ folks.
And I know in April you're going to be speaking at a mental health conference. What do you do to help your own mental health?
Yeah, great question. I do get to travel. I have the opportunity to speak to people around the US about the mental health and well-being of the LGBTQ plus community. And finding balance is so important. I'm also a mental health therapist. I work with people directly in clinical care. And so spending time with my partner. We have two amazing dogs. We have two labs that bring us an incredible joy. Colorado is a great place to live. Lots of outdoor activities that we enjoy, from hiking to skiing, and spending time with friends. Michael, as you know, that is just such an important part of creating well-being. And it's the people in my life that inspire me and give me hope and are on the sidelines cheering me along and sometimes maybe kind of pushing me forward. And I'm so glad they're there and such an important part of my life.
What would you say to anyone going through a tough time?
Yeah, well, I come back to, part of the underlying message about You Flourish is you're not alone. There are people out there that genuinely care about you. They want to help you, and there are resources and services out there. And so, if you're struggling, find the courage, find the ability to ask for help, and do that in a way that's obviously safe and supportive. But just know that that help is out there. And once we realize we can't navigate life alone and that we do need to partner with other people to help us along in our journey, that's where transformation begins. And it's not easy, it's not linear. I think it's important to note that for so many people who are on their mental health journey, there are certainly peaks and there are times where things feel like it's faltering. But through perseverance and through connection and support, we can start to move closer to what that goal looks like for me. And when I realized that my substance use had become incredibly problematic and destructive to my life, it did take a lot of introspection and a lot of sort of reconciliation around what I needed to do with my life. And when I asked for help and started to put the work into my recovery journey, that's when life changed dramatically for me. And the last thing I will say for anyone that's struggling is that we so often hear about the negative consequences of continuing to engage in a particular behavior or a certain path that we've embarked on. And if we can change the thought process from consequences, things that will happen, the bad things that will happen, to what are the opportunities, right? What are the things I get to do when my mental health is good, when I'm addressing the things in my life? And for me, that means having a partner, getting to do amazing work, having two dogs. Those things would not be possible if I was still kind of living in that dark place and substances were a prominent part of that. So you're not alone. And I encourage folks to think about what could tomorrow look like if we started putting in just the small steps necessary to bring about change in our life.
How can people learn more about You Flourish?
Yeah, they can go to youflourish.com. I'm sure there'll be some information at the end of this conversation that will direct you. Please follow us on social media to follow along in our journey. You can sign up for our newsletter. We hope you'll download the app once it's live on the app stores. And so, yeah, be a part of the You Flourish community. And I also want to invite your viewers to be a person who is a beacon of hope for other people. And so checking in with our friends and family from time to time and just asking how folks are doing and then being willing to listen is so important. So I want you to be part of You Flourish and join us on this incredible journey. And yeah, just really want to encourage folks to open the door for those really important conversations that make such a big difference in people's lives.